You're on 981-2NM. Lucy Tiger has a new single out. It's called Do Me Right. Let's have a listen. And you know it just do me wrong. So do me right, baby, come on. You drive me crazy. Let's go on out dancing tonight. And Lucy joins us in the studio this morning. Lucy, how you doing?
I'm good, Angie. Thank you so much for having me on. And hello to everyone listening in.
A pleasure as always. What's the song all about, Lucy?
So this song, I wrote it during lockdown last year, and I just wanted to, you know, capture that feeling that I think we've all had towards the end of last year and also towards the end of this year, which is we just want everything to go back to normal. We want to be able to, you know, go out, have a beer, have a dance, and, you know, just get back to a little bit of a party on a Saturday night again. So I wrote this song. I wanted a fun, upbeat song to kind of finish off 2021 with, and I think it's going down a treat. Everyone seems to really be getting in the spirit of it.
Well, everyone loves an upbeat, happy song, and the fact is you're not wearing a mask through it as well, so that doesn't remind us of what we've been through.
Definitely, I know. That's a much better look, isn't it?
So, Lucy, are you going to be out and about? Are you going to Tamworth, for example, to support the single?
I am, yes. I'm going to Tamworth in January. It's actually going to be my first time at the Country Music Festival, so I am so excited to be there and to sort of, you know, meet all the people that are, you know, all the other musicians that I've kind of, you know, been sending messages to on Instagram, love your new song, that sort of stuff. So, you know, it's just going to be fantastic. I can't wait.
Is it your first time there going at all? Like you've not been there as somebody who loves music before?
I have actually been to Tamworth once before. I used to go to boarding school in Armidale. And so I think one of the first couple times we drove up, we actually stayed in Tamworth the night before we headed into Armidale. And, yeah, so it's not my very first time at Tamworth, but it will be my first time for the Country Music Festival.
I was hoping there'd be a story about you tunnelling out of the boarding school to be able to get to the music festival. Anything like that at all?
Oh, look, you know, there were a few shenanigans come Halloween, but we didn't tunnel out. But, you know, that's a good idea. I wish I'd had that idea a few years back.
Do you like the idea of being able to go there as a musician to be able to network and meet up with other Aussie musicians who have the same interest as yourself?
I think it's great. You know, one of the really cool things about country music is how collaborative it is. It is, you know, everyone is doing like a duet with this person or, you know, this sort of, you know, like with what Southbound did and Darlinghurst, you know, they both released songs just recently with Shannon Knoll, which I thought was so cool. And, you know, I think what better way to kind of meet, you know, all these people, but to go up to Tamworth.
Absolutely. Now, is there an album involved with this single as well? Is there something like that coming?
There is something like that coming for sure. It was supposed to come out at the end of this year, but I have a couple extra songs that I need to get recorded. So I've been trying to get back to the States to get them done. We recorded the first lot of songs for the album kind of across two continents. I did my guitar and vocals here and the band did their stuff over in the US.
Yeah.
But I just really want to do the last few in person. So we're planning to get back to the US in April to record those last couple songs, and then the album will be coming out towards the end of next year.
Well, it is a little bit more difficult to escape Australia, not as difficult as it has been. So hopefully you'll be able to have no problems, get over there. And I mean, you know, going over to Nashville and network with all those wonderful musicians after being in Tamworth, you'll be on fire by the end of next year.
I can't wait. You know, I'm so glad for everything to go back to normal, to be able to travel again. I get so much inspiration for new songs when I'm touring. And, you know, I love to, you know, Tamworth, Nashville is fantastic. It's such a great city and I've got so many amazing memories. But, you know, I love to just stop in those little small towns. When I'm driving through the States, I never, ever take the interstate. Like, I'm always on one of those, you know, single lane highways. They're so much better. You see so much more. And, you know, as a songwriter, the inspiration just comes flooding in. So I just can't wait for that.
There's a lot more to be found on the long and winding road. And we look forward to hearing whatever you come up with next year. Lucy Tiger, thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Oh, thank you so much.